Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson.
You're listening to In Depth from KNX News 97.1 FM.
The Supreme Court rejecting President Biden's vaccine mandate for large companies, but it upheld the vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers. With us to explain the ruling is Elizabeth Slattery, senior legal fellow and deputy director of the Public Legal Legal Foundation Center for the Separation of Powers. Thanks for being with us. So this decision today by the Supreme Court has both legal and political ramifications. Obviously, let's start with the legal ones.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. So the court announced this afternoon that it is issuing a stay. So it's putting on hold the mandate issued by OSHA that would require two-thirds of private employers in our country to require their employees to be vaccinated or get a weekly test and mask in the workplace. At the same time, the court upheld a different mandate issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, which applies to healthcare facilities across the country that accept federal funds through Medicaid and Medicare.
Why one and not the other? It is something to do with that tying in the funding for Medicaid and Medicare. You can have different rules where the OSHA mandate is different. Why the split?
Yes, so they come from a different statutory authority. And for OSHA, that agency is authorized to issue rules dealing with safety in the workplace and workplace hazards. And the court held that this mandate, which is unprecedented in terms of things that OSHA had tried to regulate in the past, is not within that agency's authority. And this was with the six so-called conservatives on the court and the three justices dissenting, who were appointed by a Democrat president. Now the other case, it was a bit of a flip. You had the you might call them the liberals plus Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh joining to uphold the Health and Human Services mandate.
As I mentioned at the beginning, this case, this decision, legal and political ramifications, this is not good news, clearly, for the Biden administration.
That's right. And one of the things that came up during the oral argument last week, Chief Justice Roberts mentioned, look, this is starting to look like when you put all of these mandates together, there's the one for federal contractors, the one for federal employees, the one for healthcare employees, and the one for employees with more than 100 employees in one organization. It's starting to look like a nationwide mandate that did not come from Congress, and it came from piecemeal from different agencies solely by the executive branch. So the issue at the forefront of this case is, who should be setting this policy? Should it be Congress, and should it be the people's representatives in state houses across the country, or unaccountable bureaucrats in Washington?
Was there an argument made that Congress and the states, sometimes they don't move fast enough? And is the answer to that, well, this is how the system's built, so too bad, you got to figure it out or you don't?
Well, there was some discussion of the need to act swiftly, but of course we're headed into our third year of dealing with this pandemic. Vaccines have been around for a while. Congress has had adequate time to consider whether or not to implement these sorts of vaccine mandates, through the normal lawmaking process, and hasn't done that so far. And if you look at, though, the timing, President Biden made the announcement in September and then that these mandates were coming. And then it took, 2 months for the agencies to actually roll them out. And with some of them, they stayed their implementation for even longer. The one for federal employees and federal contractors still has not gone into effect.
Elizabeth Slattery, Senior Legal Fellow, Deputy Director, the Pacific Legal Foundation's Center for the Separation of Powers.
For more in-depth, listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. From KNX News, 97.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.